We continue this week in our reflection on the call and the invitation to stewardship, the call and the invitation to discipleship, the call, the invitation to follow Jesus. We began by recognizing that it is an invitation, it is a call. It's not something I take up on my own. It is a call to which I respond, to which I answer, to which I am invited to say yes. And the very heart of that call is to place God at the center of life. And the way we're told to do that is that we are to love the Lord God with our mind and our heart and our soul and our strength. And the proof of that love is we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. The gospel story today is about a woman who gave everything she had. It's also a story about people who found their faith to be a matter of convenience. The time of the end of the Second World War, a Lutheran pastor, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, spoke and wrote often about the cost of discipleship. And he reminded his hearers that there's no such thing as cheap grace. And that the invitation to follow Jesus will, by its very nature, bring to a person some inconvenience. That what the Lord asks of us is the fullness of a yes. Some have said that it was easier for the poor widow to give the fullness of the yes because she had nothing to lose. She was an outsider, she was discounted, she had no standing, she had no position, she had no recognition. And Jesus offered her all of that as he invited her to follow him. While the others had all the standing and the power and the recognition that they needed, and they really didn't need the call of Jesus. Their life was just the way they wanted it to be. There's an elderly member of the parish who told me once that the value of a gift is not found in its price. The value of a gift is found in what it costs you. There are many heroic people in this congregation, in this community, who bring their heart and their strength and their resource and their talent in a most extraordinary way in the service of others. I think of the families in this congregation that care for day in and day out a disabled child or a troubled child. And what demands that makes, not only on parents, but the demands that makes on siblings, the demands that makes on the extended family. Demands that, in effect, make it necessary for that family to say no to a lot of things so that they can say yes to this child. Family that has chosen to freely limit themselves, limit where they can go and how they will spend their time because of the prior call that care for this child demands. People don't do that grudgingly. People don't do that with immense sadness. They do that willingly, and they do that out of gratitude. They do that out of gratitude. Sometimes when I'm talking to young couples as they prepare for marriage, I asked them, what is this marriage going to cost you? And most often they tell me that it's not going to cost them anything, it's going to bring them a lot. And I tell them, if it's not going to cost you anything, then it's not worth anything. A relationship that has value will cost. And many times will cost deeply. There's a woman from another congregation on the west side who was the team leader in her loaves and fishes team that served once a month at loaves and fishes in our social hall. She was an energetic woman who was really a dominant figure in that team. She held it together and she boosted the spirits and the enthusiasm and the interest among the other members of the team. I didn't know her well. I met her only a couple of times. One day I was told that she was diagnosed with cancer and that the cancer was very rapidly moving. A few months later, I saw her as she was down in the social hall, standing at the line, organizing her people, and the woman could barely stand. She was so weak. And I said to her, "Margaret, why don't you just sit down?" And she said, "What am I saving myself for?" And then we chatted a little bit, and she said to me that she has really taken her Christian faith seriously, and at this point in her life, the greatest comfort she has is her Christian faith. And she said she has tried always to love God with all her mind and all her heart and all her soul. But she said, "You know, up until now, I've never had the opportunity to love God with all my strength." She says, "That's what this disease is gift to me for." Well, those are heroic individuals. Those are heroic individuals, and at least for me, they stand as symbols, as examples of Christian life, discipleship. Now, we're all not called in the same way. We're all not presented with the same opportunities. But for each and every one of us, the invitation to follow Jesus is going to cost. And the message of the gospel is very simple. Jesus wants disciples who respond out of the center of their lives and are not afraid to pay the cost. He is not looking for disciples of convenience. He preaches a gospel that is meant to make us uncomfortable. A gospel that invites us to stand outside of ourselves and to see in the other person the opportunity to love the Lord God with all our mind and all our heart and all our soul and all our strength.